Good morning. Good afternoon. Of course, maybe I could or should be saying good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world right now. Hello and welcome. My name is Paul Bars. Thank you so much for taking the time to stop by and download this special report and listen to these free audios. We're talking about the 10-point website success checklist, the things, the 10 most essential things that you should have on your business website and how things should be operating from a customer point of view. Starting off straight away, always a good place to begin is number one. You know, someone once said to me, it's very important, we should always begin at the beginning. Start at the bottom. That's what I was always told as I was growing up. Of course, that summer I went to the local pool and said, Dad, what do I do? You told me to start at the bottom. I'm in trouble. All right, it's a poor taste joke, but it's certainly a valid explanation of where we should, could, and will begin when it comes to website success and building. There is a problem online these days, and that is very simply that most people, now I'm not saying this as a generalization, I'm saying this is an absolute fact, that most people who own and operate a website business, be it entirely online or be it an offline business, going online with a presence through a website, most people have got no clue. They haven't even begun at the bottom. They just don't know where they are. They literally are sitting on the bottom of the pool looking up going, well, everything's blurry. Did you ever do that when you were young? Try and sit on the bottom of the pool and just look up, open your eyes and get through that stinging feeling. Everything was blurry. And that's just what it's like for most business owners, I have found, through my experience over the last 10 years. But here's one of the keys to success, and it's not even mentioned in this special report, but I'm sure I'll bring it up from time to time. It doesn't matter whether you're the person doing the work or whether some other person is actually doing the website work for you, normally outsourced through a web design company. You have to know what they should be doing. You don't have to know how they should be doing it, but you must know what they should be doing it. And with this first success checkpoint, talking about your SEO description, your search engine optimization description, that's vitally important that you go and check up on whoever is doing the work for your business. Let me ask you a quick question. If someone were to come into your local area and they're looking for your product or service, let's say they're staying at a local motel and they want to see what to do or they need something, and of course, your whatever it is that they need, you can provide it to them. What are they likely to do? Well, I guess it is possible that they could just go to the motel or hotel front desk and say, where do I find such and such? They might go to the Yellow Pages or another business or trade listing magazine or publication of some sort. They might do that. They might also, of course, have a look through the various brochures. And of course, if you do service the tourism market, then you'd be wise to have your information in such brochures in the hotel or in the foyer. But what are they most likely to do these days? How has this shift changed over the last 10 years? Well, you know the answer. I know the answer. They're going to go online. Now, whether they do it through mobile technology or whether they do it through their laptop, which they're carrying around, and one out of three of us are now carrying these things around with us, even more so, particularly here in Australia, with our mobile technologies, and we go online to find what it is. And so you put in your search term, and I'm not even going to use a generic here, but whatever it is that you're looking for, and then the results come up on the search engine, and you scroll through them. Yeah, we know how it goes. Well, see, the thing is, if you weren't the person actually responsible for your website and building it yourself, I'm talking about the technical stuff, you could be in vital trouble right here, right now. They could actually even look. Let's say that you've got a great search engine ranking and you're found there in the top half of the front page of those search engine results. You know, they might just scroll straight past you if you have a poor search engine description, i.e. the way in which your page, the way in which your information, the way in which your service appears on the search engine, in the search engine results, If it's appalling, if it's not enticing, if it's not click here to find out more, come on, have a look. You're going to miss the boat even before the boat has sailed. You won't even have a ticket to find out if this person can become one of your customers. So I'd like to suggest that you get online to the top search engines that are used in your area. Now, there are some generics across the board, of course, Yahoo, Bing, Google. In my area, they are the three giants. But in your area, it may be different. You need to do some research, ask your business mates, and find out. And then go and look for your website, your business there online, and have a look, see how it appears. Here's the interesting thing. It just will most likely appear different in each of those. Fascinating. How can it possibly appear different in each? Well, that's because different search engines at different times display different results. Some of them will pull their own results from the top half of your page. Others, some of the older ones, not necessarily the giants, will still pull information from what's called the meta tags. Yes, it still actually gets used. Now, I know this as a fact because I did this research recently for a client and was stunned to find that some older niche market, you know, the tiny little search engines that delve just into niche areas, still use this older technology. So it's worthwhile you getting out there and having a look to see how people are going to find you. Of course, if they can't find you, well, you know, it's not so much you're going to miss the boat. You didn't even know the boat existed. So you need to get onto your webmaster about that. Easiest way to get found is just simply to type your business name in there. If you can't get found under your name or your business name, okay, you're in serious trouble. You need to sack your webmaster, deport them, and go and find somebody else. But have a look at the description. Have a look at how it appears. Have a look and see how your customer, your potential customer, will find you, see you in the search engines. What are they going to see? What does it say about you? And just to finish this one off, a little quick tip here now, as you'll see later on in this special report, we talk about the Web 2.0 technologies. I did an interesting experiment on Facebook recently where I wanted to post a gift for someone, for one of my new friends, if I can call that a new business associate. And I thought, well, look, I can just, you know, maybe post the download link here and try and get a picture. Or hang on a minute, if I just put the link in, it's going to go and pull a picture from my page automatically. Oh, okay. Well, I need to play with that. So I did play with it, and here's what I found I could do. By simply posting into that little top section there on Facebook onto somebody's wall, I was able to customize the results that Facebook actually displayed. The photo, the picture that I wanted my potential customer, my new friend, to see, and also the text, the exact paragraph that I wanted them to see as well. How was I able to do that? Well, this is where I discovered that some of the older technologies, and this is a new one, are still using older technology strategies. By writing a good description in my meta description tag, it appeared on Facebook, crystal clear, clear as day, just like the blue moon rising. It was so obvious to see. So don't think that all search engines or all web areas out there that people are searching on, let me throw that out, don't think that they just pull their own results. You need to go and check these things out for yourself. It's vitally, vitally important. There's step number one. I'll talk to you again in the next one. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com and .com.au signing off. Bye-bye.